Theatergoers who are unfamiliar with the film Monty Python and the Holy Grail might be a tad surprised and perhaps a bit appalled at Sixth Street Playhouse and their currently running production of Monty Python's Spamalot, a ridiculously entertaining, gloriously taste-challenged exercise in existentialist vaudeville. Spamalot is one of the best musicals Sixth Street Playhouse has staged on its main theater. Inspired by the subversive silliness of the famously irreverent 1975 film, Spamalot is a giddy, goofy delight, and it somehow also carries a degree of positive life-affirming advice and some bold social commentary. Eric Idle co-wrote the original King Arthur-themed film, and in 2005 he adapted it to the Broadway stage, where it won a cartload of Tony Awards and caused a sensation not duplicated until the Book of Mormon came along and upstaged Spamalot with its own brand of crass, rabble-rousing enthusiasm. Fans of the film will note that most of the memorable bits from the movie made the move to the stage, including the head-banging monks, the bring-out-your-dead guy, the obnoxious French taunters, the Trojan rabbit, the knights who say knee, and even the fluffy bunny with sharp, nasty, pointed teeth. The one-eyed bridge keeper, unfortunately, and the bit about the witch weighing the same as a duck, all gone. But there's so much going on in Spamalot, you will probably not miss it. In Spamalot, playwright Idle, working with composer John Dupree, does more than just move the story from screen to stage. He takes full advantage of the opportunity by spoofing a century of Broadway tradition, taunting the excesses of Broadway musicals while also clearly enjoying the hell out of the whole enterprise. Here's the basic story. In the Middle Ages, King Arthur, acted with a playful sense of stiff authoritarian befuddlement by Barry Martin, attempts to keep order with the help of his coconut-clapping servant, Patsy, played by Eric Weiss, who is a comic delight. Arthur enjoys the occasional assistance of the sassy, sexy, but emotionally unstable Lady of the Lake, played to the hilt by Taylor Bartolucci, whose strong voice was not served well on opening night by some unfocused attention to her mic volume. Turn it up, people. Arthur's knights are a motley crew. There's Sir Lancelot, played by a hilarious Mark Bradbury, who also dons an outrageous French accent when necessary. Evan Atwood as the preening Sir Galahad. Ian Dean as the strangely flatulent Sir Bedivere. And Trevor Hoffman as Sir Robin, who is frightened by everything except a good show tune and pretty much stops the show with a second act number titled You Won't Succeed on Broadway, lamenting the absence of Jewish entertainers in Arthur's merry band of misfits. Did I mention it was tasteless? Well, you ain't heard nothing yet. Directed with confident comic grace by Craig Miller, Spamalot is an unrepentant hoot, truly something completely different, as bracing and funny as a hit upside the head with a shovel, and as much fun as a cow being flung from a catapult. Spamalot runs through the 22nd of September at 6th Street Playhouse, 6thstreetplayhouse.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB. Everybody!